The chemical properties of these three groups of elements formed part of the evidence that led Bohr to propose that the atom of each element in a row of the periodic table is built up from the previous element by the addition of another electron to the outer electron shell. Each row would end with a noble gas in which the outer shell was full. Since only electrons outside the closed shells, called valence electrons, took part in chemical reactions, atoms with the same number of valence electrons shared similar chemical properties and occupied the same column in the periodic table. The halogens all have 7 electrons in the outermost shell, requiring just one more electron to close it and acquire an electron configuration of a noble gas. The alkalis, on the other hand, all have 1 valence electron. It was these ideas that Pauli heard Bohr outline during the Göttingen lectures in June 1922. Sommerfeld had greeted the shell model as the greatest advance in atomic structure since 1913. If he could mathematically reconstruct the numbers 2, 8, 18 of the elements in the rows of the periodic table, then it would be, Sommerfeld told Bohr, the fulfillment of the boldest hopes of physics. In truth, there was no hard mathematical reasoning to back up the new electron shell model. Even Rutherford told Bohr that he was struggling to form an idea of how you arrive at your conclusions. Nevertheless, Bohr's ideas had to be taken seriously, especially after the announcement in his Nobel lecture in December 1922 that the unknown element with atomic number 72, later called hafnium, did not belong to the rare earth group of elements, was later confirmed to be correct. However, there was no organizing principle or criteria behind Bohr's shell model. It was an ingenious improvisation based on an array of chemical and physical data that could in large part explain the chemical properties of the various groupings of elements in the periodic table. Its crowning glory was hafnium. As he continued to fret over the anomalous Zeeman effect and the shortcomings of the electron shell model, Pauli's time in Copenhagen came to an end. In September 1923, he returned to Hamburg, where the following year he was promoted from assistant to Privatdozent. But with Copenhagen a short train journey and a ferry across the Baltic Sea, Pauli was still a regular visitor to the Institute. He concluded that Bohr's model could work only if there was a restriction on how many electrons could occupy any given shell. Otherwise, in contradiction of the results of atomic spectra, there seemed nothing to prevent all the electrons in any atom from occupying the same stationary state, the same energy level. At the end of 1924, Pauli discovered the fundamental organizing rule, the exclusion principle, that provided the theoretical justification that had been missing in Bohr's empirically devised electron shell atomic model.